Hej.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
Did you like the efficiency of the post office, the confidence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Well, what a show we got today. We found Dr. Bitar. Yeah, where's Waldo? He's in Europe. And we got in touch with him, and he says he's going to be on. It'll be late night for him. But big news on stroke and stroke recovery. A family member of his is suffering, and well, he's game. He's coming on board today. So it's Advanced Medicine Tuesday. Also, let's see what else. Super Don, you on board? You here? Can you get your ears on?
I'm here. I'm here. Yeah. All right. Looking forward to listening to Dr. Bitar, because that's you know, the topic of stroke is something that that I dealt with my dad.
That's right.
You know. Yeah. If you recall. So I'm very interested to hear what he has to say.
And that is why I want to give everybody a heads up, because really this is the time to kind of let your relatives, friends, family members know, anybody that suffered a stroke or at risk for stroke. We are going to get into some things today with Dr. Bitar. We haven't in this kind of detail related to stroke recovery, and the medical community doesn't know this. I mean, yes, there are individuals within it, but for the most part, no. They're completely unaware of a lot of the things we'll relate. But, you know, we'll get to the emergency trauma aspect of stabilization. But we're going to go deeper than that for those of you in desperate need of this information. Hopefully you never need it, but we're going to cover it. Also, should you be contacting your real estate agent if you live on the west coast of North America? Yes, Fukushima updates. Yeah, I know. Don, Super Don, get ready. Well, you know, listen, people that are renting out west are going to be in better shape to be able to just, if they need to, pick up and leave. We're going to get into some of those things. Yes, we survived yesterday with the TEPCO removal of the rods, but inevitably, and there's a new article by Liam Sheff, we posted it, and it's linked all as well in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Very serious stuff we're going to be covering today, getting into some more details of it. And definitely, again, West Coasters, you've got to listen to this. Don't be caught unaware. In the meantime, continue to do the things that we're referencing here in support of the, you know, the rising levels out there. You know, I just talked with a health food store group in Edmonds, Washington, about some of these issues. And, you know, they said to me, Super Don, they said, no, we hadn't heard anything about Fukushima. It's like there's a blackout in the media.
Oh, yeah.
So nobody's
talking about this unless you're getting it from somebody who's outside of the mainstream media.
Yeah. And what else? We got, rumor has it we got somebody special lined up tomorrow. Do we not?
Yeah. Ben Swan is supposed to be on tomorrow.
Yeah. So we definitely got Ben Swan scheduled for tomorrow.
Actually, maybe he's not on tomorrow.
What do you mean, maybe he's not on? You say he's on, he's not on? Do you have any evidence to support your message? What are you saying?
I do have some low-quality evidence that Ben Swan will be on tomorrow.
What do you mean, low-quality evidence?
Ben Swan will be on tomorrow. But
he's definitely
possible
on.
It's possible if I look into it a little bit more, he may not be on tomorrow. I don't know.
You know what you sound like? You sound like the latest story from medical news today about statin drugs. Could this have anything to do with
Interestingly enough, yeah. No, listen, all joking aside, Ben Swan is on tomorrow. I do have evidence of that. I can confirm.
All right.
But apparently we cannot confirm some things having to do with statins.
Yeah, and this is right, an ongoing saga. You know, the statin drug saga, we call it statins suck, of course. But the ongoing saga, of course, the reference to the science saying, hey, this is what statins do. This is what they don't do. Do we know that it impairs cognitive, function? Yes, we do. But if you read the latest headline from Medical News Today, just timed perfectly to coincide with the new statin calculator, which we covered yesterday. They say that just the evidence just doesn't support what Robert Scott Bell just said. It doesn't support the FDA warning linking statin use to cognitive impairment. And I'm like going, wait a second. What do you mean? The support and the evidence is not there. And Super Don, you dug into this like a super trooper, man. You found out and overturned it.
It was rather humorous this morning. I mean, I think I drove you crazy this morning because I was just going on and on about
you
this.
You were on
fire.
Because
I see stuff sometimes and then my head explodes.
Mm-hmm.
And just to go back a little bit in time, a couple of months ago, back in September, the FDA came out with a warning that they were going to start putting in the inserts now with statins, saying that cognitive impairment, such as memory loss, forgetfulness, confusion, has been reported by some statin users. Okay?
Right, right.
I mean, we've known about this.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
I read this morning as I'm going through the news, here's this headline. Now, get the headline. It says, available evidence does not support FDA warning linking statin use to cognitive impairment. So I'm thinking, oh, all right, well, so now they've come out with a study saying, oh, no, that's wrong. Which, of course, they don't want people to be afraid of taking statins, especially right now. We're trying to push everybody and get more people on statins.
So, you got to get the calculator working here, Super Don. I mean, this
exactly.
This is the thing, and I love this. And this is for everybody listening who says, you know, I can't figure this stuff out. I need to be a doctor or whatever. Look, Super Don, are you a doctor?
I'm not.
Totally not.
You can read.
And that's the point of this. In all of these things, and unfortunately, parents often have to learn out the hard way, like with vaccines. Well, you're not, you know, the doctors will challenge the parents. You're not a doctor. How do you know? Well, they can read. They can read the inserts. We've talked about that. They don't want that to happen. Don't research moms and dads. And the case here, what you're bringing up, Super Don, is so cool because it shows that everybody and anybody should and could and should immediately begin to read these things and understand the language that they're using. And if I may,
10 minutes.
Yeah, 10 minutes is all it took. This first paragraph, and this is amazing. We were talking about this off the air. A systematic review of available evidence, low to moderate strength, and that it's in parentheses, did not find a link between statin use and adverse cognitive outcomes. Now, this was published in a major journal, Annals of Internal Medicine. Now, when I saw this, I don't know what you thought, Super Don. That's a low to moderate strength. I'm thinking, wait a second. Okay. You mean they're dosing people like this? Here's low-dose statin drugs and moderate-dose statin drugs. This is not extra-strength statin drugs. But it turned out, as you dug further, it wasn't talking about the strength of the statin. It was talking about the strength of the evidence that they're referring to.
I've never heard of low to moderate strength evidence before. I'm thinking if you're going to take the time to put an article out there, you know, some PR to try and make your drug look better, you're not going to jump out there with low to moderate strength. I'm like, what is this? And so being the first time I've seen that term before, I had to go find out, what does that mean? What is low to moderate strength? Well, it turns out that in evidence-based medicine, they have various different ways of ranking and labelizing, grading evidence. Okay.
Right. Hey, by the way, class is in session. Everybody get your chalk out, your pencil, paper, because Super Don is going to teach us all about what he found out about low strength and moderate strength in terms of evidence. That's what they were referring to, evidence, low to moderate strength evidence. So what did you find?
All right, so in quality of evidence, it's graded in four different ways. You've got high-quality evidence, moderate quality, low quality, and very low quality. So in this article, they're saying that they've got low to moderate strength evidence that statins are not linked to cognitive disability. Well, low-quality evidence, according to this, and I'm getting this off of Wikipedia, it says one can interpret it as further research is likely to change the presented conclusions completely.
It's and likely. I'm thinking, likely.
Okay.
Not maybe.
Likely.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Likely. I'm okay, right. So that's low quality. All right. Why they would still want to promote low quality evidence to back their argument, I don't know. So, okay, fine. The moderate quality evidence must be much better, right?
Got to be way better.
Well,
way better.
Definition of moderate quality evidence is, one could interpret it as further research may completely change the conclusions.
Okay.
I'm looking at this, I'm going, all right, wait a minute. Hold on. These guys, are putting this out there to say, no, don't listen to the FDA warning about the problems with statins, because we have evidence that, if we happen to look into it further, could completely change the conclusion.
And in the sentence in here, moderate quality evidence suggests no increased incidence of dementia. And you just reversed it basically by saying what moderate evidence means. It's likely to be reversed as well. If
these
they just
guys,
would investigate, so.
These guys flipped a dang coin. I mean, that is what they did here. And in fact, probably flipping a coin would have better results than what this is that they're putting out there. And it is no coincidence that as we come up with the new guidelines from the American Heart Association and the American Dingledork Association, that everybody's supposed to be taking more statins, and here's the calculator that if you put anything in there, it's going to say you need to take statins, that they're going to come out with this to counter a warning that makes statins look bad. And here's another interesting point. The warning that came out back in September didn't just include cognitive disabilities and cognitive problems from statins. It also is putting out a warning having to do with liver injury and risk of diabetes and potential for muscle damage. Now, my question is why? I mean, those things right there seem to me are far worse than being confused or forgetful. Yet, they chose cognitive disability as the one to come out with, and then do it with low to moderate evidence.
Right. Well, listen, this is a great lesson for everybody out there, because most folks will, like, if this were to appear in USA Today or whatever major newspaper, the mainstream, lamestream, pharmaceutically conflicted mainstream media, it would, you read the sentence. Hey, it looks like statins are not so dangerous at all. Oh, the cognitive thing, no biggie, right? But who reads beyond the headline? They get the headline, and then you read the evidence that they admit sucks. And you begin to see that in the body of the article, and Don, you've been following this for years, like, it drives you crazy. You read the article, and it's the opposite of what the headline is. And
it's,
so that's,
it's insane.
Yeah, that is our, what we call our, well, we've done service today. You've done a good deed today, a mitzvah. Way to go, Super Don. Nice way to start the show. Statin drugs, they still suck. They're not good for you. They will bring on dementia. They will drive you to Alzheimer's. And, of course, with the liver issue, you don't want to be drinking while you're doing a statin drug. Hey, up and coming, the United Nations has declared today a very special day, and it's a day we support. Yeah, they've actually declared a day that makes sense. In fact, much more powerful than anything the WHO does, which they're aligned with. This is weird. I wonder how they're going to live this one down. Get ready. Go to the potty. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Trinity School of Natural Health is a nonprofit, non-denominational Christian educational institution. Trinity School of Natural Health has been offering quality natural health programs since 1990. The courses focus on the integration of the mind, body, and spirit so that students can create a lifestyle harmonious with the Creator and His divine plan. Trinity School of Natural Health's educational programs offer degrees in non-traditional designations such as Doctor of Naturopathy, Master Herbalist, Master Iridologist, Certificate of Nutritional Counseling, Certified Health Specialist, and Associate Degree in Biblical Studies. Trinity School is accredited and recognized by the American Naturopathic Medical Accreditation Board in Las Vegas, Nevada. The coursework is completed at your own pace in the convenience of your own home. No traveling required. A complete outline of the programs offered can be viewed online by visiting www.trinityschool.org. Enrollments can also be completed online, and an affordable monthly payment plan is available for each program. Contact Trinity School of Natural Health by calling 1-800-428-0408.
For Midas Resources. Today, November 19th, 2013, gold opened at $1,278. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,324.58, $662.29 for a half ounce, or $331.15 for a quarter ounce. Again, that's $1,324.58, $662.29, and $331.15.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explain this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Gentlemen, Screaming Jay Hawkins.
Oh. I cannot believe what I'm hearing. Hi, the kids. It's, yes, we've gone back to the potty. That's right. I told you, international. Oh, my gosh. International.
What's wrong?
World Potty Day, according to the United Nations today. He's having some trouble. Although the folks we're wanting to help with the United Nations declaring World Toilet Day today are probably not having trouble with their movements like that guy. That sounded like me as a kid, Mr. Constipation. And, you know, give that guy, you know, I won't even go there. Well, why did
That's
the United
Nations?
It is a classic. I'd never heard it before. That's how classic it is. Tom knew it. You knew it. I didn't
know. Constipation Blues by Screaming Jay Hawkins. Anyway, yeah. Why would we play that song? It's a special day today.
The United Nations has declared today the World Toilet Day. World Toilet.
Right.
And it's not because we're the toilet bowl of the universe. In a lot of ways, there's a lot of beauty here. It's men, arrogant men are screwing it up. But the United Nations did this because I think a delegation from Singapore got so fed up with the problem of access to sanitation. I don't mean that in Singapore, but those that are concerned with folks around the world, rather than trying to, you know, trash the world with vaccines and antimicrobial drugs. They've actually done something that is actually stunning and accurate and right and correct if you want to help folks in developing parts of the world.
Yeah.
Sanitation, sewage,
right.
Hygiene. That will do more to eliminate infectious disease than a zillion kajillion vaccinations.
Kajillion?
Kajillion, yes.
That's
kajillion,
a lot of vaccines.
That
yeah.
guy needed to go a kajillion times before he would get his relief who was playing that song. Yes. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, what an appropriate name for this one, said in declaring Tuesday to be inaugural World Toilet Day. I'm not kidding you. The kids are going to love this. World Toilet Day. Each year, more than 800,000 children die, under five, die from diarrhea. That's due to poor sanitation, typically. It's not because of a lack of antibiotics or vaccines. So I just have, you know, listen, just so you know, we're not fans of the United Nations, but if they do something right here,
yeah,
we're going to say it. And we just did.
Yeah,
we just did. Well. And remember, we, you know, with Dr. Batar, and he's coming up next hour. We got him at Advanced Medicine Tuesday. We're talking about stroke. Remember he said the most important people in society are not doctors or lawyers or even presidents. They're the garbage men, the sanitation workers.
Right.
Because if you're not taking out the garbage, and this is true of the cellular level and the, you know, sociopolitical, all that, you're not taking out the garbage, you're done for. You're toast. You're nothing you can do. No amount of drugs are going to save you. But if you had good sanitation, you know, all things are possible for the law of the terrain. So the goal of World Toilet Day, provide toilets and sanitation all over planet Earth, and of course clean water. Good stuff. And if we take it to a future perspective, and by the way, I'll be speaking about constipation this Friday at in Eustis at the Wind Horse Theater, just a little reference to my history, getting people's digestive tract back in line. Come on down, windhorsetheater.com. We've got it linked up in the show notes. Also, special birthday celebration for my wife. That's coming up. But World Toilet Day to what? Pee-powered robots.
Yay! We got pee into the show again.
And poop. I mean, 10-year-olds love this show.
That's right. And, you know, we could thank Natural News for this one. This is David Gutierrez, staff writer for Natural News.
Yeah, human pee may power future robots. Now, this reminds me of, like, you know, what was the DeLorean in Back to the Future?
That's right.
Could you imagine instead of putting banana peels and beer, they actually just open it up and you see Doc just zip and he starts doing his thing into the. Well, that's what they're projecting here with robots. They plan on running on urine. Echobots, they're called.
Yeah.
Microbial fuel cells. Now, the question I have is, how are they going to run this? Because it isn't like the urine is the source of the electricity. It still seems to me they're going to have to find some source of fuel here. So when you talk about Skynet operating on human pee, I'm just not buying it. It's sort of like
you want to hear how it works?
Yeah. No.
All right.
Yes.
Yes. No. Yes. Maybe.
The evidence is low.
There's this pump that delivers the urine to the fuel cells,
mm-hmm.
and the materials are compressed when they're heated.
Okay.
And the compression causes the pump to force the liquid out and into the fuel cells, and then the thingamajig with the flux capacitor goes
exactly.
And then I don't know.
It's more than I wanted to know.
I was trying to sound smart there, but
But the Skynet thing won't work because they need an energy source. We're running out of it. Nuclear is not going to have it happen and work. We're going to extinguish ourselves before we ever figure this thing out at this rate.
It's an interesting concept. It really is, because what they're talking about is that if you're using this, like in the
city, up against the break, Superdon. We can't talk about it anymore.
I don't hear any music.
Thanks, Tom, for the volume. Well, we're going to get on him on the break. Yeah, we'll be back. Liam Sheff, Dr. Rashid Batar. See me Friday, robertscottbell.com. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you. Lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science, support, and the money-back guaranteed first month's trial. rdxnatural.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. $20. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
There's almost nothing I can say to introduce my next guest, my good friend, occasional co-host, and fill-in host, Liam Sheff. He's back with Fukushima predictions at the commencement of mass denial. A very important article he's got listed and linked at liamsheff.com. We've got it republished at robertscottbell.com. Putting it all together on the Fukushima issue. We cover it every day now, thanks to you, Liam. What's the latest?
Well, I'm researching different kinds of radiation. I'm researching the jet stream. I think we have to know where the water flows first. For those of you who aren't aware, and then you have to begin to wonder, and I've been wondering, at the nature of Japan, we talked a little about the Gaman and Honen and other concepts in a previous show. tatami, these concepts of that's the way things are, and you have the public face, and then the workplace face, and the home, and the face that you show at home, and we have all these concepts here too, you know, call it eating crow, or an S eating grin, a poop eating grin, and
yes.
We have our own expressions for it, not quite as poetic, I think, as can be found in the Japanese characters. But everybody in the world has this. So what are we dealing with when we deal with Japan's particular kind of insanity? I've noticed for the last weeks and months that there are in the news you'll see notifications that the Yakuza, which are as embedded in Japanese life and business and government as I think the mafia were in Sicily, you know, two little island nations, right? This is organized crime that deals in lending, loan sharking, construction. You know, I mean, the mafia in New York was often the guy supplying the linen and silverware to restaurants, you know, so we might think just of organized crime as moving liquor, but liquor is legal, so you just get into all these other little low-level businesses.
Well, Liam, like in Las Vegas construction there, you can't put a hotel or a casino in without paying off somebody.
That's a good analogy. Okay, so you begin to see this notion of the Yakuza working. It comes up over and over again. So in the beginning of the article, I point out that the Yakuza and debt asylum, otherwise known as TEPCO. Well, why is it a debt asylum? Because people who owe money. Well, let me just read from an article from the Telegraph from 2011 or 12. I think the author's last name is Suzuki, but Jake Adelstein. Jake Adelstein. So he's interviewing a guy called Suzuki. A former Yakuza boss tells me, this is Adelstein, that his group has always been involved in recruiting laborers for the nuclear industry. It's dirty, dangerous work, he says, and the only people who will do it are homeless, Yakuza, or people so badly in debt that they see no other way to pay it off. Suzuki, his contact, found people who'd been threatened into working at Fukushima, but others who'd volunteered. Why? Of course it was a matter of dying today or tomorrow. They wouldn't work there, he explains. It's because it could take 10 years or more for someone to possibly die of radiation excess. It's like Russian roulette. If you owe enough money to the Yakuza, working at a nuclear plant is a safer bet. Wouldn't you rather take a chance of dying in 10 years than being stabbed to death now?
Wow.
So now we have an understanding of who, not all of them, but who some of the people are, debt slaves, mentally ill, and the Yakuza themselves, who are maybe low-level thugs or gangsters, maybe they're working off a debt. But who's going to throw themselves into what's clearly a, you know, Harry Carey situation? And Japan does have a history, as do other countries, of dying with honor, is sort of suicide, death with honor.
Yeah,
and so some of the people who are working there are Yakuza, and they may be very brave. You know, we don't know, but we have to understand what we're dealing with. Now, I want to add one thing to that. Japan, a country that I really like, I love the art, the architecture, some of the spiritual traditions, is a country that's run by an incredibly criminal, negligent government that takes advantage of a number of concepts in Japanese life, like, you know, the nail that sticks out gets pounded down is sort of one of their phrases. You know, so you don't want to appear to be different than anybody else. So it's difficult to protest. It's difficult to be unseemly. Japan didn't sue after the two nuclear bombs were dropped on it. They didn't sue. Every other country would sue. They didn't scream for help after the tsunami. They didn't put together a collection for it. They just did it. Every person had to go out and clean up the road. You know, that's who they are. But as is pointed out by some very wise critics, by putting that face forward, I think they call it gaman, the notion that you sort of have to put your head down and suffer it with dignity and silence and just work until it's better, radiation is invisible and doesn't respect your silence and doesn't respect your hard work. There is a precedent for this. It's been pointed out by other critics, but it's the town of Minamata, from which we get the term Minamata's disease. Well, Robert, what was Minamata's disease? There's a Chiso Corporation, which discharged mercury.
Liam, just what you, before you go into that, I'm encouraging, again, people read this article, the things that Liam is talking about right now. You can read it yourself, including links to go follow and go deeper here. We have, of course, in America, the history of corporate malfeasance, the ability of artificial creations of the state with people running them, supposedly, to do horrible things to people under the guise of that they're protected from liability in some way, shape, or form. It's not unique to America or Japan, but this is something most Americans have never heard of. Even when you said it, Minamata's disease, of course, you just mentioned mercury toxicity, mercury poisoning by these corporations.
The Chiso Corporation discharged, and they knew they had a faulty system that was just not really cleaning up any of the mercury at all, into Minamata Bay from 1932 to 1968. They poisoned tens and thousands of people. People who ate the local fish, they eventually decided that it was coming up through the food chain, but it took outsiders to the country to point out that the stuff was coming actually from on-site, being dumped into the low levels of the food chain and then being absorbed upward through the various animals that they ate. So it accrued just like radiation. They developed Minamata's disease, a debilitating condition in which they lose sensation. What's that, right? Neuropathy in the hands and feet, can no longer run or walk without stumbling or failing, have difficulty seeing, hearing, speaking, and swallowing. Many of them die. They can't move, sit still. The children are deeply deformed, and it's just this nightmare. Well, it was all this corporation, and when they started to get wise to it, the corporation switched the place that they were dumping. They sound like Monsanto, and we have Monsanto here that destroyed East St. Louis and caused so many deaths around the world. So, you know, we have them too. I'm not pointing that kind of, j'accuse finger at just Japan. But that culture exists there. Now, you couple an organization like TEPCO, which is essentially run by Yakuza, you know, many of them may be suffering and dying deaths for honor right now, you know, in the plant, with a corporate structure that allows you to lie to people and then not pay reparations of any kind and not do any kind of studies and just cover it up. Well, it sounds like America, and it is. And now we can understand. The nuclear industry is the most corrupt industry in the world. They got away with doing 330 above-ground giant nuclear bombs, all with the exception of maybe one or two, all much larger than Hiroshima, in the United States, in New Mexico, in Nevada, under the water, just on land here. They blew up the Bikini Atoll. They moved people, the military just moved. You have to move. We're blowing up your islands. We've caused, this is the great cancer of the 20th century. And I know people think that maybe, I know the Weston Price geniuses out there think that maybe eating soy wrong. I know that, you know, vegans think that eating an egg or two will cause a severe cancer. Sorry, probably not. Mm-hmm. Maybe dropping 2,300, that's the worldwide total thereabouts, giant nuclear bombs in the atmosphere from 1945 to 1963, and then doing a couple thousand, maybe a thousand underground since then, maybe that's what's causing the cancer in the late 20th century.
Big contributing
factor. Now, let me get my high horse back in the barn because we're not done yet.
Yes.
Okay. Fukushima is leaking three nuclear cores. One is directly exposed, as far as anybody can tell, the seawater. Two are a little more insulated, but they did melt through. They might have melted all the way through and might be in the groundwater. The Pacific Ocean, I'm just making predictions. Let's be honest. Let's stop playing games. Barring alien intervention, we just have to say that life in and around the Pacific that are lapped by this water will be dead. Not immediately, and that's the crushing thing about radiation. But what they're seeing already in Alaska, which is the first drop-off zone for the liquid and the plume, are seals and polar bears and other animals, muskox, up there that are, what, ulcerating, mm-hmm. and skin ulcers were never seen before. Seals from Japan, skin ulcers dying. These are large mammals. takes a lot to kill in terms of a toxin, a very large mammal. Now, Robert, you said on the show the other week that things would get sick and die, but that the mainstream would have a different take on it. And indeed, they're already looking for their boogeyman. What is it?
Well, there, you know, just to reiterate, when we talk about, for instance, the starfish die off, different mammals that are dying off strange things, then they look to say, well, what kind of strange new microbe is taking advantage of this? And so always the blame the germ. That's the meme, and that continues here. Of course, we're looking at it from the standpoint of the immune collapse of those exposed to lower or even increasing levels of radiation, which you said correctly. You don't typically die instantly. This can take years, depending on dose, and then you end up with cancer that they say has nothing to do with anything because it's invisible, and it also becomes what? Do they call it the new AIDS?
Well, the funny thing is the commentators on these articles who are wise enough to understand that it is radiation but haven't encountered the reality that even AIDS itself was acquired, immune deficiency acquired through gut destruction, through antibiotics and other drugs, malaria, tuberculosis, and other diseases. They haven't come around to understanding that. That's too controversial for them, but they've already renamed what's happening in the animals radiation, radioactively acquired immune to
AIDS.
Yeah.
We got to take a break, Liam. We're going to come back and get deeper into this and let you know more of the predictions. Read Liam's article. It's also at robertscottbell.com. Stand by.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figured I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pillen. I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Scott Bell Show.
Yesterday on the air, we covered that TEPCO began removing these rods and apparently was successful in the first day. But this is such a brutal, big undertaking. And even if they did screw up, would they tell you? Of course, we just referenced the new AIDS, they're calling it RAIDS, radiation-induced, if you will, acquired immune deficiency syndrome. And this is something that is the gift that is not a gift, but it will keep on giving unless, you said, alien technology. All right, bring it on. Where is it? If it's not here, what do we do?
My friends on the West Coast, you have to stop holding your breath. You have to move. And I'm going to be personally on the phone with everybody I know, friends, family members. You have to stop this. You can't wait anymore. You can't wait and see. This stuff is invisible, and you have to move now. I'm sorry. I used to live on the West Coast. There are a lot of nice things about it, but you have to move now. Because the West Coast will be blanketed with an increasing volume of invisible, undetectable, unless you have a Geiger counter carrying around with you. The government's not testing the West Coast. Radioactive particles that will cause you to fall apart more quickly than you really want to. So it's time to pack if you're renting and move or sell the house before everybody figures it out and move.
By the way, if you're selling your house, we urge you to sell it to a Monsanto executive that would move in your place.
Just get out. Yeah. You know, get out. Take what you can and move. Probably now we all have to become very expert in jet streams and wind movements. Now, the reality is that most of the water that rains down on us is evaporated from the ocean and some of the Great Lakes. So if it's coming from the Pacific Ocean, it's going to contain those particles. There is no place that's safe. There's no place. South America on the East Coast and almost all of Africa, really, is in an area that's safer. Ironically, because the Western powers have used these as sort of slave nations for a long time, and now they become the places that are going to be more radiation-free, unless, of course, they're rushing like China and England to build more nuclear power plants.
I'm telling you, all those post-apocalyptic movies we grew up with, I mean, you begin to understand the vision that these artistes, if you will, were seeing, you know, into the future and putting into celluloid at the time. And now you begin to say, oh my gosh, this really could happen, or maybe it really is happening, or maybe it's not maybe anymore.
The problem with their versions was that it looked like Terminator. The reality is radiation's invisible, and nobody ever really figured out It looks like a very beautiful scene that you cannot walk into. It looks like a sunny day.
Yeah, extraordinary what's happening here. Of course, we talk about, again, the rise in infectious disease, not because more people are coughing on more people, but because of the immunosuppression that is the result of ongoing lower, although increasing, levels of invisible radiation. Case in point, the warning sign we're getting from, these aren't the polar bears on melted ice caps that Al Gore made up. This is really happening in terms of the sores that don't heal. These are indicative of radiation poisoning. Now, I talk extensively about, and will continue to do so, ways to remediate it with homeopathy, with silver, with minerals. We don't want to discount that. If you plan to survive and hopefully thrive on a world that's much different, we have to take these strategies very seriously and integrate them. But also, if you're standing in the brunt of, let's say, the wind currents bringing this to you, that's not a great, decision for long-term viability. I think that's kind of the message you're writing about here, Liam.
Yeah, and grow hemp and cannabis very soon. Get off the coast, grow hemp and cannabis. We need hemp. We're going to need it industrially. We're going to need the oil. It can phytoremediate, grow it in clean areas for healthy oil, and cannabis oil, THC oil, is what? Anti-cancer. And get into a state that's already sort of three-quarters of the way to legalizing. Make the argument, fight for it, but get off. I'm sorry, but get out of Seattle and get off the coast. Get off of L.A. and San Francisco. Just move.
There's the message. Call your real estate agent, Liam Sheff, and read official stories while you're at it.
Give
it to your kids, okay?
Put a nickel in a piggy bank.
Yeah, exactly. So we can get Liam out of here if he needs to go. Listen, we got lots more healing to go while we're still able to broadcast, communicate. We continue to do so. This is not an instantaneous disaster unless there is a supercritical scenario. Obviously, we'll report on that. But keep listening. We've got Advanced Medicine with Dr. Bitar on Tuesday today because he's in Europe. We're going to be talking about stroke, which, by the way, ionizing radiation long-term can weaken the vascular system as well. So stand by for that and a whole lot more right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Tell your friends if they missed it because they didn't listen. The archives are available through National News Radio and beyond. Thank you, Liam. We're going to be right back. The power to heal is still yours.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1-3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.